BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Ugandan health officials say a five-year-old boy who had been diagnosed with Ebola has died. He was the first confirmed case of the disease in Uganda since an outbreak began in eastern Congo. Grant Ferret reports.
The child died in a medical isolation unit in western Uganda, not far from the Congolese border. He'd crossed over on Sunday along with several other family members. They were returning from a visit to the DRC during which the child's grandfather died of Ebola. Since the outbreak began last August, about 2,000 cases have been reported in eastern Congo. Two-thirds of them have been fatal. In recent months, the Ugandan authorities have been preparing for the arrival of Ebola, vaccinating thousands of health workers.
A missile launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen has injured 26 people at an airport close to the border in neighbouring Saudi Arabia. The Saudi authorities say women and children were among those hurt. The Saudis lead a military coalition that backs Yemen's government in its war with the Houthis. The former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has launched his campaign to lead the governing Conservative Party. After 3 years of uncertainty, he said that as Prime Minister, he would take Britain out of the European Union at the end of October, with or without a deal. Our political correspondent Rob Watson was at the launch.
He has bags of personality. He's obviously very witty and quick-witted. And when Conservatives look at him, they think, my goodness, he's got a lot more than Theresa May has in terms of vum. But we also saw what his weaknesses were. There was precious little detail. And there were these constant questions from my colleagues in the journalistic profession about trust, his past reputation for untruths, whether in his public life and in his personal life, and the fact that many people who've worked with him and people in UK's allies think that he's basically unfit for high office.
Rob Watson. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has begun a visit to Iran, during which he's expected to try to ease the severe tensions between Tehran and Washington. Before leaving Tokyo, Mr. Abe said he expected to have frank exchanges with Iran's leaders.
There are concerns over growing Middle East tensions. The world is focused on this region, and Japan wants to do as much as possible to secure peace and stability in the Middle East. I hope to have candid talks with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in order to ease tensions based on the long friendship between Iran and Japan.
President Trump recently appeared to welcome the possibility of Mr. Abe's help in dealing with Iran. Tensions between the US and Iran began to rise last year when Mr. Trump abandoned a nuclear deal with Iran. World News from the BBC.